Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back, Fred.
All right, lots to talk about today. I want to get to all of it. These are all stories that are exclusive to the Las Cruces Bulletin this week. And we begin with some very good news for farming and recreation.
Yes, the Rio Grande is up considerably. Now, historically speaking, in the big picture, it's still lower than it has been in decades past.
In terms of Elephant Butte, I guess.
Well, yes. Elephant Butte and the water that the EBID, the Elephant Butte Irrigation District, is releasing to farmers downstream.
Yeah.
So that is, but it's up considerably over last year.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because we got more snow melt, and of course, recently we had some good rain. So.
Yes, we're having a period now, as the listeners know, where every day there's a 20-40% chance of rain.
Keep it coming.
And I will mention on our website we have a little announcement that the city's giving out free sandbags.
That
sounds serious in
that's
a way,
right.
But they're just being proactive there. So.
It's good to know. And that's for some people, they need that protection. It's good to know that the firehouses in the city of Las Cruces that you can get free sandbags while they are available. Another thing the city of Las Cruces is doing that people may be very happy to hear is they're piloting a new traffic control system.
Yes, and it's all high tech, and it's a system that is still kind of cutting edge, I believe. And the whole idea is... The city does take comments, criticisms, you know, from frustrated drivers, pedestrians, bicyclists.
Hey, I've been stuck in an intersection because traffic was backed up in the lane where I wanted to be. So I've had to change lanes and go a different route to work. It's happened to me.
Yeah, and one of the more frustrating things is being on a major thoroughfare waiting with 30 cars where no one else is crossing.
That's right.
So anyway, the whole idea is to make traffic flow more logically and easier for drivers.
So they're basically looking at the timing of the lights.
The timing of the lights, and it's going to be hooked up to the city's and pretty much virtually the entire stoplight system.
Very interesting.
So it will be interesting to see, but it's going to take a few years for this to unfold.
Okay. Read more about it in the Las Cruces Bulletin. You also have a story about an animal many people are familiar with, including me. It's Frodo the parrot at La Posta.
Yes, and I was at La Posta about a week ago, and that aviary is just really, really cool.
It really is.
You don't, especially in a restaurant, you don't expect that, but it's such a historic site. But Frodo apparently had what was diagnosed as a stroke. Now, Frodo was there 21 years ago when the Hutchinsons bought the restaurant.
Wow.
So that's how old we know Frodo is. But undoubtedly years
older
than that.
Yeah.
And parrots can live anywhere from 50 to 100 years, depending on environment. But anyway, it had a stroke, got treated by a veterinarian, and is now back on his perch. And it's like nothing happened. And
that is great.
It's really cute, and it's a great story.
Okay.
And you go in there and you just... You know, I'm an animal lover, so
I am too. Life is good in Las Cruces, and you already have a preview of the NMSU theater season starting in the fall.
Yeah, Mike Cook is our theater critic and reporter. He knows everything that's going on, and the season starts in September, and he's already looking. They're already scheduling into 2018, and so the new theater season is all laid out here, all the different shows, all the different plays that are coming, and it'll be at the on the campus here.
I bet people are going to read that this week and get those season tickets too.
Yeah, this is one of those things that you might just hold on to for the future.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a plan to get ready. Okay.
Yeah.
Finally, we have an update on something we haven't talked about for a long time on KRWG, plans for a soundstage in Las Cruces.
Yes, and John Foley and Drew Mayer Oaks, the film liaisons for Film Las Cruces, are now scouting locations for possible commercials, TV shows and movies.
And a database of local employees who can work in
right.
film and TV. That's great.
Yeah, behind the scenes type folks.
That is fantastic. Well, you can read more about that, all of those stories, in this week's edition of the Las Cruces Bulletin. If you don't get it on your doorstep, it's at a lot of area newsstands and businesses. Thanks so much, Marty.
Thank you.